The captain was very sad when he read the letter. He was very fond of England, and he dearly loved the beautiful home where he had been born. He had even loved his ill-tempered old father, and had sympathized with him in his disappointments. But he knew he need expect no kindness from him in the future. At first, he scarcely knew what to do. He had not been brought up to work, and had no business experience. But he had courage and plenty of determination. So he sold his commission in the English army, and, after some trouble, found a situation in New York and married. The change from his old life in England was very great, but he was young and happy, and he hoped that hard work would do great things for him in the future. He had a small house on a quiet street, and his little boy was born there, and everything was so gay and cheerful in a simple way that he was never sorry for a moment that he had married the rich old lady's pretty companion, just because she was so sweet, and he loved her, and she loved him. She was very sweet indeed, and her little boy was like both her and his father. Though he was born in so quiet and cheap a little home, it seemed as if there never had been a more fortunate baby. In the first place, he was always well, and so he never gave anyone trouble. In the second place, he had so sweet a temper and ways so charming that he was a pleasure to everyone. And in the third place, he was so beautiful to look at that he was quite a picture. Instead of being a bald-headed baby, he started in life with a quantity of soft, fine, gold-colored hair, which curled up at the ends and went into loose rings by the time he was 6 months old. He had big brown eyes and long eyelashes and a darling little face. He had so strong a back and such splendid sturdy legs that at 9 months he learned suddenly to walk. His manners were so good for a baby that it was delightful to make his acquaintance. He seemed to feel that everyone was his friend, and when anyone spoke to him, when he was in his carriage in the street, he would give the stranger one sweet, serious look with the brown eyes, and then follow it with a lovely, friendly smile. And the consequence was that there was not a person in the neighborhood of the quiet street where he lived, even to the grocery man at the corner, who was considered the crossest creature alive, who was not pleased to see him and speak to him. And every month of his life he grew handsomer and more interesting.